You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In 2007, Michigan Radio gave a recording kit to a 12-year-old girl and asked her to describe her life and learning as someone who was unschooled. So let's start with her audio diary from 12 years ago.
Testing, one, two, three. Okay, my voice sounds funny. Me, 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 me. All right, let's get started.
My name is Elise Gunther, and I live in Jackson.
My brother and my sister and I were all homeschooled and unschooled. I'm getting ready for point class. I have point class at 11:30. You'll be able to hear me doing ballet. You'll be able to hear the pain and agony of going on point. So a yippee for you. Just so hard to get unschooling on tape because it's almost like trying to see a caterpillar develop into a butterfly in the cocoon. I've played piano since I was 6, and I'm 12 right now. Half of my life I've been playing piano. Have to be with us for our whole life to know unschooling, because it's just something that happens, something that we are. There's no time limit. You're learning while the world is going on. There's no grades, because it's not about what you get on the grade, it's about what you're doing, what you learned. And if you liked learning it, how can you grade what you learn? When you finally make that breakthrough that you learned it yourself, you can like conquer the world with that feeling. And then that confidence builds up so you can do bigger things by yourself. And that's how you learn to live by yourself. That's how it all builds up, doing these little things while you're younger. That's how you make it big in life.
Elise Gunther was homeschooled in a child-led learning, textbook-free environment until she went to Jackson High School. Today, Elise lives and works in Thailand, and she is with us now via Skype. Elise, good to have you on Stateside today.
Hi, Cindy. So great to be here.
So how does it feel to hear 12-year-old you?
So fun. Gosh, I didn't even recognize my voice when I first came on. I was like, oh my goodness, that's me.
Yes, but I still hear the same lilt. You have not lost the lilt and the joy in your voice 12 years down the road.
I was listening, and at first I was like, wow, I don't recognize myself. And then I listened more and I was like, you know, I don't think I've changed a bit.
So with the perspective of a dozen more years of living and learning, I'm wondering how you describe unschooling. Back then you said it's trying to describe a caterpillar turning into a butterfly while it's in a cocoon, which is very poetic. How would you describe unschooling now?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, wow. I was wise for 12 years old listening back at that. And I think that I put it really well. I would say that it's a lifestyle. It's staying curious. It's pursuing passions without hesitation. It's in my blood now. I still consider myself being unschooled the way that I approach learning as a lifelong endeavor. You know, I never think of myself as being out of school. You know, I'm in Thailand now, and I'm so curious to learn the language, learn the culture while I'm here. And I think that it has everything to do with my background in being an unschooler.
Why did your parents choose that way of learning for you and your brother and your sister?
Yeah. So originally, my parents had no intention in homeschooling us or unschooling us or having that sort of path. My sister, my oldest sister, was and the oldest child of my family, was enrolled in first grade. And at the time, it just, the schooling system was struggling to provide her with the means of just kind of I mean, she was really curious, right? She really wanted to take off. She knew how to read. She knew how to do everything that a first grader could do. And she just wanted to excel. And at the time, she was just, you know, not being able to feed her curiosity. And my mom saw that and she thought, you know what? No, I'm going to take a stab at it. I'm going to try and give that to her. And she read up on a ton of books. She read up on a ton of things on how to homeschool and had two other kids to follow and thought, okay, let's give it a shot.
Tell us the difference between homeschooling and unschooling.
Yeah, so I would say that homeschooling, I had met a lot of homeschoolers when I was being unschooled, and I would also consider myself as being a homeschooler as well. But I would say that homeschooling a lot of times has that structure, keeps that structure of having those books and often assessments that are similar to grades. Whereas as an unschooler, I did not have a set time that I woke up in the morning. I did not have a set time that I would do certain curriculars or certain academic things. Like, I didn't have the morning designated to my mathematics, and I didn't have the afternoon dedicated to researching geography or world religions or things like that. I simply pursued things when I felt like it, and I pursued the things I felt like pursuing, which sounds, you know, it doesn't sound super impressive. Like, okay, you're going to let a kid do whatever they want. But what that allowed me to do is realize the immense curiosity that I had and take on more, really.
You know, as you're talking, you got parents of kids who are saying, if I did that with my kid, he or she would be propped on a couch playing Fortnite. not learning.
I guess that it really is, it's not just willy-nilly, you know. There is the intention that was put out there,
okay,
right? I think my parents were very intentional in saying, you know, these are the things that are good to know about our world, right? We want to know who we're sharing this planet with. We want to know what our surroundings are like. So that's geography. So that's world religions. So that's, you know, we want to know what our rules and structures are in the world. So that's mathematics. So if you're looking at the grander scheme of, you know, what life is, it gets boiled down to academics. And so I think it was just setting that intention out there, right? And then letting the student or the child be the explorer and be the leader in that intention.
Well, it sounds like you're saying that you had a road to explore, but there were guardrails and signposts.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, those road signs that say, you know, dead end ahead. No, that's just a couch in a video game. That's going to be a dead end, and it's not going to lead to too much other than maybe some time to decompress and enjoy yourself, and then you need to get up and go outside and explore.
If you've just joined us, we are talking with Elise Gunther, who was homeschooled until she went to high school. She was in a child-led learning, textbook-free environment until she went to Jackson High, so she was unschooled. When you went to Jackson High School, first, how prepared were you academically, and how prepared were you socially?
Academically, I was prepared. Surprisingly, I excelled in all of my classes, and I say surprisingly only because there's that stereotype, right, that maybe it's going to be a challenge to transition. But I think the biggest challenge that I had in transitioning was the sort of lingo that students would talk to each other with. You know, I never really grew up with much sarcasm. I never grew up with maybe the pop culture references that a lot of students were kind of exchanging back and forth. And so when I got to high school, I think, as maybe all middle schoolers could say, really, is it was kind of a hit of like, oh, okay, they're the cool kids, and this is how you talk cool, and this is how you, you know, social media, because social media was coming up and being a very popular thing at that time too. So I think the social interaction, I mean, I was very social. I made a lot of friends. I was in a lot of activities like marching band and theater and tennis and piano and dance and all these different things. I kept a lot of activities. So I was very social, but it was the kind of communication that I wasn't quite used to.
I know you went to Jackson High School and then on to Kalamazoo College. Tell us what you majored in and how did you fare in college?
I double majored in English and studio art with a minor in concentration in French and film and media studies. So I sort of kind of cultivated my own film major there by having to combine two majors because my passion is filmmaking. And I often, you know, shy away from saying, but I graduated with summa cum laude. So I did very well and I flourished and had a lot of fun with my academics, but took them very seriously. And so I think I fared well. And Kalamazoo College was just a wonderful experience because I chose Jackson High because of the diverse pool of students and people that attended there. And Kalamazoo College also has a strong gear towards social justice, and it's a very diverse community as well. So I enjoyed my academics, and I enjoyed getting that sort of environment out of that academic setting.
What brought you to Thailand, Elise, and what do you do today?
I am a freelance filmmaker and freelance artist all over the globe. That's my dream. But right now I am rooted in Thailand.
Do you ever think you missed out on anything by being unschooled?
I honestly don't. And I think that it may just be who I am as a person. I don't live with many worries or regrets about the past of how things could have played out. I think that there are certain activities and certain frame of minds that come with being in the traditional schooling system. Like a lot of my friends will often have this shared experience of saying, oh yeah, remember when this major event happened in third grade? And I won't be able to pull a memory like that, right? So I could say that at times kind of makes me a little bit nostalgic for something that I never had. I just don't have that way of remembering it.
Is unschooling for everyone, do you think?
I wouldn't say that unschooling is for everyone, but I would say that the type of education that I got, I hope would be for everyone, which is personalized, it's empowering, it is giving the student the trust and authority that they have the ability to find what is right for them and find the type of education that is right for them. It offers another perspective. It offers another channel and direction that education can go that could suit a lot of students.
Elise Gunther, who was unschooled as she grew up in Jackson and shared her experiences 12 years ago with a radio diary she kept for Michigan Radio, which, by the way, led to an interest in radio. And she was actually a Michigan Radio intern for a summer as well and joined us from her home in Thailand. Elise Gunther, what a joy to talk to you. Thank you so very much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you so very much, Cindy. It's been a joy.